about you.
RippleFM.com and throughout the Ribble Valley on 106.7 FM, your local station, Ribble FM News.
Indoor swimming pools and gyms are able to open across England today in the next stage of the easing of coronavirus lockdown. At least a third of leisure centres are expected to stay shut, though, due to financial hardship. Strict social distancing and hygiene measures are in place. Mark McNichol's a swimming teacher. He tells us the changing routine is one of the biggest differences.
We're looking at doing things like asking people to come beach ready. There'll be one-way systems into the change rooms and out through another door. We're hoping that lots of the children will wear sort of toweling robes or thick onesies and just be able to get out of the pool and go straight home.
People who are overweight or obese are being urged to lose weight as a new Public Health England review found they're more at risk of hospitalisation and death from COVID-19. The report says during lockdown we've been snacking more and exercising less. It comes as the government's preparing to reveal its own obesity strategy. A new book claims a breakdown in the relationship with the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge was one of the reasons Harry and Meghan decided to leave the royal family. Finding Freedom says the two couples barely talked at an event in March despite not having seen each other since January. The Sussexes have said they didn't contribute to the book, but they're not denying some of the content. Some areas of the Spanish resort of Magaluf remain closed this weekend after British holidaymakers broke social distancing guidelines. Dominique Carroll is from the Mallorca Tourist Board. She actually thinks the latest setback could act as a positive.
They do have an opportunity to make it the Calvia Beach Resort, and I hope that this in fact helps them. Not, you know, closes it all down, but really helps them to reposition it correctly and offer people, particularly families, a really quality experience.
More than £2 million of government money has been set aside for grassroots music venues. It's hoped 150 will avoid permanent closure. The funding comes from the £1.5 billion support package previously announced for the arts. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Seb Cheer.
It's time for some truth. Time to settle once and for all that nagging doubt about whether you've been missold. If you've lost money on a stocks and shares ISA or investment bond sold by a bank, as a claims management company, Goodwin Barrett could get to the truth and deliver you compensation. You could do all this yourself and refer to the Financial Ombudsman for free, or you could leave it to the experts. It's your choice. So text LOST to 78900. That's LOST to 78900. Goodwin Barrett. Time for some truth.
Ribble FM weather.
Sponsored by Together Homes, offering quality affordable homes for rent and sale in the northwest.
Any rain today should clear, but one or two showers could linger. Some heavy and thundery downpours will develop, feeling warm in the sunshine, highs of 23 degrees Celsius.
Good morning and welcome to Something for the Weekend with me, Nikki, and...
And me, Rowena.
Yay, it's Ribble FM's fourth birthday. We've got an absolute stack of stuff going on at the studio.
Oh, it's buzzing in
it
here.
It is. It's open house from 12 o'clock as well, so if you want to come and see what we do behind the scenes, you're very welcome to come down. We'll have a, give you a little socially distanced tour of the studio.
Yeah, you can have a way through the window.
Yeah, maybe even get you on air and play you a record. But first of all, very, very apt, we're going to have Stevie Wonder wish us happy birthday.
Never understood.
lives in the dream that you had so long ago, that lives in all of the hearts of people.
Well, just whilst Stevie rambles on a little bit, I'd just like to say hi properly to everybody today.
Yes.
Bit of a different studio setup.
It's very, actually, I feel a bit discombobulated.
No, yeah. Just so you all know, like we've mentioned, it's Ribble FM's fourth birthday today, and we've got Blackers in the studio with
Yay!
Us on his 12-hour marathon broadcasting
session. Ladies, I'm honoured. So, I'm absolutely honoured with
both of you.
Thank you very
much. First things first, marathon. I didn't know you were a runner.
I know. I have been following you too, you see. Because
is that what it is?
Not only do you have your Something for the Weekend podcast, do you? But you also have the, what's the other one called as well?
The first 10 minutes are the worst.
Correct. That's it. I listen to both of them as well. Big, big fans.
Good. Thank you very much.
It's like I'm fangirling, aren't I? I'm proper fangirling.
We like it. It's
yeah,
fine.
So I have been listening as well. But yeah, so marathon, it was a bit different for me because Lee approached me with the idea last week and he said, right, Blackers, what I want you to do is basically do this 12-hour broadcast. And I was like, what about Nikki and Marina? I listen to them every week.
Of course, we were first on your mind, obviously.
Of course, obviously, as well. So, and Eric as well. Well, me and Eric, we've had a good banter today, which
was
really,
really good.
Yeah, I was
listening in before I set off from Blackburn.
You messaged in, didn't you? And then you told me about the school disco. Or the studio disco. Which I've heard a certain person who's on national radio has nicked some of your ideas, haven't they?
It's rude.
Honestly,
it's rude.
Absolutely rude.
I can absolutely confirm, after listening to some of Radio... they have been listening to our show and stealing all our ideas.
Yes. They played Deeply Dippy this week, which we played on our show last week. There's been all sorts of stuff.
Can I let you into a little secret as well?
I'm sure you can.
Do you know my first date episode, when I was on First Date on Channel 4?
Oh, were you on First Date?
I didn't know that.
Did you not know that?
No, I didn't. No,
you're probably the first people who don't know that.
Oh, we so got to Google that.
Well, I was going to say, I did know that you've been on a few things, because wasn't there a repeat of The Chase on?
Oh, there was recently, yeah.
A couple of weeks
about 2 weeks ago on ITV, there's that repeat, but yeah, so I applied for First Dates, and it was like 3 or 4 years ago now, and then all of a sudden they phoned me up and said, oh, we found you a date. I was like, oh, fantastic. So I went down to London, met Fred and Merlin and the team.
Oh,
they were so good. It was just amazing. And my partner was called Claire. Now, we're both still in touch in Bradford. Yeah. She's from Bradford. I'm obviously from Clitheroe as we speak. And her friend is one of the producers of the said show on that national radio station.
Really?
So I could actually feed information. I haven't fed any information to her.
Well, if you could just ask her to get Mr. Michael Ball to get in touch with us, because we would like to chat. If he wants to carry on with his little disco sessions,
that's fine.
We have a challenge for him.
Oh, I see.
We did tweet him to the point where there was possibly an injunction might have been needed.
There was maybe a few tweets on Facebook.
Well, like he says, love changes everything, doesn't
it? I've never had you down as a Ball fan.
I love him. He's great.
He is.
I love, you know, all musicals and stuff like that. You know, I am a dark horse.
Oh, in Hairspray, he was amazing.
Oh, brilliant.
But there was, I don't know if you know, there was a high school version of Hairspray. They filmed it for Sky One.
Yes.
I don't know if you remember that.
I've seen that, actually.
But what they did was the young lad that was playing Edna.
Mm-hmm.
In the high school version of it, he was very aware that he was a boy dressing up as a woman and got a little bit insecure with it and everything
like that.
And they took him down, well, they took them all down to watch Hairspray in London on the West End show, but they took him backstage to meet Michael Ball.
Oh, I remember that.
And Michael Ball gave him this absolutely rousing, you know, pep talk. Mm. And he said, you've seen me do it. And this guy was an absolute fan of Michael Ball anyway.
Mm.
And he gave him this pep talk and he said, do you see me playing it camp in any way? Mm. And he says, no. He says, do you see me as a pantomime dame? And he went, no, I don't see it like that. He says, so you've got to remove all that from the role.
Mm.
He says, you're not a man dressed up as a woman. You are just Edna.
Oh,
Edna is
Edna
is this character, and it just so happens that it's played by a male actor.
It's a very unusual character. There isn't a lot of roles that you can think of where,
and I think
where
it's yeah,
that.
And I think it's very unusual that it's an American, it's from America, and we in the UK have this pantomime thing where you also have the pantomime dame, so it's a bloke playing a woman, and the principal boy is usually played by a girl.
That's right.
And it's very rare. The Americans don't get that.
Mm,
they really struggle with the idea of pantomime, but that character rap swap, role swap, whatever.
I get the character rap, as it were, because as everyone knows, I grew up in show business.
You've never mentioned it.
At one point, we had a circus, and my dad was the clown in the circus.
Wow.
Now, when he was dressed in makeup and in his outfit, he was Chirpy.
Yes.
He was not. Mike.
Was that the name of his clown?
That was the name of his clown, yeah.
Sorry. I was about to say, he's not giddy.
No, he wasn't giddy. But you would talk to him differently.
Mm.
You would engage with him differently.
Mm. Absolutely.
And as soon as he was in that outfit, he was no longer Dad, he was no longer Mike, he was Chirpy.
Absolutely.
And even now, when we talk about the shows that we did and things that went on in the past, we talk about Chirpy as a separate being.
Yeah.
You know, he's not... He's Chirpy.
Totally. Well, do you know, I've been like a dame in the past as well, I'll be honest with you, because I love theatre and I love acting and I love all this. And, you know, if there's ever a pantomime anywhere across the River Valley, I want to be the dame. I want to be it as well.
Oh, you see, I want to be the principal boy.
I was the front end of a camel once.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, in a pantomime. Right. I was 16 years old and it was Sinbad the Sailor and it was the Operatic and Dramatic Society at St Anne's and nobody wanted to be the camel, so me and my mate put ourselves up for it. Had an absolute whale of a time.
Wow.
We had a costume made for us. So her head was the second hump. head was the second, was the first hump. She was bent over. But I had a camel's head made, so I held onto it so it could be animated.
Oh, wow.
And it was just wonderful. It's best role I've ever had.
Did you find yourself getting quite hot in that as well? Because I know when I dressed up as a dame, like, and doing all the makeup and everything else like that, it took hours.
Yeah.
And, like, especially when you did two shows a day as well, literally the afternoon matinee and the evening performance, and you're like, oh, my goodness.
The only one that comes second to that is when I was the talking mirror in Snow White.
Oh, you
That's
were.
That's amazing. Yeah.
Mirror on the wall. Who's the fairest on the wall?
I have to say, I have a little feeling brewing inside me that this Christmas there may be a little Ribble FM pantomime.
Oh, why not?
Do you know what?
Who's going to write it?
Well, when I was at college,
at
Lancashire College of Agriculture and Horticulture.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I put on the first performance in their theatre for 20 years, and we did a performance of Cinderella, and I produced and directed it.
Have you still got the scripts?
Somewhere.
Yes.
Oh, no, she hasn't.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, she has.
But this is a plan. Right, we're going to talk about this off air. I'm just going to play some music. Mm. Mark's going to be popping in and out to join the show at separate points. And you say you've been rehearsing for our studio disco.
Oh, I tell you what, I'm ready with it.
I got the movements.
See, that's what they were doing. They were doing like the Pulp Fiction thing through the heads and stuff like that. And just genuinely shaking around.
I've got my 80s high rise jeans on.
I can see.
And a bit of Rick Astley. Right, so just. This is my favourite song at the moment, and I could listen to it over and over again. The only thing is, it becomes a bit of an earworm. And
yeah, but it's a good earworm.
It is a fantastic
earworm. There are good earworms and bad earworms. Yeah. This is a good earworm.
So
absolutely.
This is Think About Things by Daddy Freya.
Baby, I can't wait to know. Believe me, I'll always be there. Believe it, I will always be there, so you
FM plays music like this. And this. Music. Love Ribble FM. Bowker Motor Group, our car and motorcycle service and parts departments are now fully open. And we want to reassure our customers across the BMW, Mini, Porsche, Harley-Davidson and BMW Motorrad range that we will ensure we safely meet the needs of our customers and staff whilst keeping our community safe. Visit BowkerMotorGroup.com to inquire or book online. Bowker, keeping Lancashire moving since 1919.
It's time for some truth. Time to settle once and for all that nagging doubt about whether you've been missold. If you've lost money on a stocks and shares ISA or investment bond sold by a bank, as a claims management company, Goodwin Barrett could get to the truth and deliver you compensation. You could do all this yourself and refer to the Financial Ombudsman for free, or you could leave it to the experts. It's your choice. So text LOST to 78900. That's LOST to 78900. Time for some truth.
Yes, we are open. And if you're looking for a new kitchen, Howden's Clitheroe is the place. Open daily from 8 till 5 and offering free design and measures by our friendly, experienced staff. It's a painless operation. Pop in and see us. We're located just behind home base on Highfield Road. Howdens of Clitheroe. Kitchens, it's what we do.
This is the sound of one of our customers sleeping soundly at night. They're sleeping soundly because they know their IT system is being looked after by Blue Rock IT. They aren't worried about their office server. They know their network is secure. So if your IT system is keeping you awake at night, visit bluerockit.co.uk or call 033 050 9339. Just make sure you do it quietly.
Welcome back to Something for the Weekend. We've got me still in the studio, Nikki. We've got
me, Rowena.
And we've also got
me, Blackers.
I'm not going to say he's the third wheel.
Well,
charming, I tell you, charming.
No, what we were going to say before we got sidetracked was
Panto
that,
and Michael Ball.
Yeah, exactly.
It happens all the time in my world.
It's like Michael Ball all the time.
Yeah, I blame Michael Ball.
Mark is doing this 12-hour broadcast marathon.
I'm sure I am.
So you're supposed to be on a little bit of a break now, aren't you? Which we're going to definitely make you take.
Because obviously 12 hours of Blackers is a bit too much. I should say so myself.
I didn't want to mention it. But what I wanted you to do, before you do go off and have a little bit of a break, because you are going to be bobbing in and out throughout before 1 o'clock.
Absolutely.
We are raising money today. We've got our local giving page open. Yes. Do you want to just tell us a little bit about that, and then we can get back to some music?
Absolutely, of course. So throughout the day, I've been broadcasting since 7 o'clock this morning, and we've been promoting it all this week, because basically, as part of COVID-19, a lot of businesses lost advertising, and of course businesses had to close down. We are a business, but we are also a what's called a community interest company, so a CIC. We're not for profit as well. Mm-hmm. So, and the daily costs of running the radio station really does cost up, you know, and when you cost up all the music and the electricity and everything else like that, it really does come to kind. Sadly, some of our advertisers obviously have cancelled advertising whilst COVID was happening, so obviously it was a bit all over the place at the moment, which is why we decided to do this, not only to raise funds for Ribble FM, but also for the community aspect for Ribble FM, because did you know, obviously, with RVCSS, which is the Ribble Valley Community and Social Support Group, we delivered 3,000 food parcels to those people who are basically there's Maureen, hi Mo, those people who basically needed it the most as well. I was one of those volunteers. Lee worked extremely, honestly, so many days that he did, and of course there's Katie and many others at RVCSS. So we're raising funds for that as well, because we didn't get any funding for that. All that food, everything that was there, was all donated by Clayton Park Bakery, for example. We had Tesco and Clive as well, and the team there, you know, donated so much. And often we used to buy out our own stuff as well, so we had to buy, you know, obviously there was loads of different sanitary products that we had to get for those people who was over in Blackburn and Burnley hospitals when we first started. So that is why we're asking for that money today. You know, it's basically for the running of Ribble FM, but also for those community projects that we would like to continue.
I think it's great to highlight that there are these community projects that are happening.
Absolutely.
You know, particularly at this sort of crazy COVID time that we're living in.
Yeah, and you know, we do feel for local businesses. Obviously, some of the businesses in Clitheroe, in Longridge, for example, in Worley, all have reopened, but they are still struggling. Yeah. Which is why they do the hashtag love Ribble Valley, hashtag love local shopping, etc., etc. That is why, you know, that's happening. That is why we're doing this, because we're promoting local businesses and everything else like that. And even ourselves, we are a local business, yes, but we're also a charity at the same time to help, you know, local
companies.
So we've
got, on the Facebook page, we've got a pinned post. So it's the first thing you'll see if you go onto the Ribble FM Facebook page. It's you talking about it, but there is the link to the local giving page
there
on there.
There is indeed, yes.
And you go straight to it, and there are suggestions of what you can do. We would, you know, any donation is gratefully appreciated.
Absolutely.
But it does tell you what your gift could could provide. So it's £5 would go towards the weekly running cost of the station.
Mm-hmm.
£10 would possibly go to the royalties to play the music that you're hearing for free all
Absolutely.
Day, every day.
Mm-hmm.
£20 is a generous donation and would keep your local station on air. Mm-hmm. So it is broken down for you to see what your donation would actually provide. And like you say, it's more than just keeping us on air.
Absolutely.
It's the community aspect of
it. Because that's what we'd like to make it clear, because obviously, you probably know about this article that was published in the Lancashire Telegraph this week saying we're really struggling for funds. Yeah, yes, part of that is true. You know, that's fine, because we are a local business as well. You know, that's why we've had to put ourselves on hold for a bit. Mm-hmm. You know, that's why some of the presenters, you know, and obviously the Costons, we've had to put on hold for a bit. But now what we want to do is just build upon that, get back in the community, and obviously give back to the community as well, because we are now seen as the local radio station for the Ribble Valley.
Yeah, and beyond.
You know, and beyond mm-hmm. as well. You know, we are looking at, you know, obviously expanding.
Yeah, I mean, our community aspect is definitely based in the Ribble Valley, but sure. we know that we have listeners not only across Lancashire or across the UK, across the world, because we have friends that listen in, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. at different parts of the world, or they listen to our, you know, they download our Listen Again podcast
sure.
for the show. So we know that we're far wider reaching than just the Ribble Valley, but mm-hmm. yeah, the community aspect is definitely in
Absolutely.
The Ribble Valley.
So give what you can. Yeah. You know, every little helps, as you say, you know. And
if you don't know how to donate, or you want some advice, or if there's anything we can help you with, just put a comment under that Facebook post, or even contact us at the studio and we can talk you through it. We can help you out. So.
Brilliant.
Okay, right, back to the music. I'm going to play a little bit of Billy Ocean and Red Light Spells Danger.
I love this song.
Yeah.
Ribchester, Worley, Longridge. This is your local radio station. This is Ribble FM.
Dance around to that. I saw you doing some shoulder moves.
See, that could have been a studio disco song, that.
It could have
been. Because they did all the arm crossing, didn't they?
Well, yeah, I don't remember it. Then I got a bit confused with that and Picture of You, which definitely has a dance. So, yeah.
Well, there's one to add to the list, because there's plenty of studio discos coming up.
Studio discos.
I think we could do a boy band special and dress up in a suit.
We could, actually.
And have bar stools.
We could, definitely. I'm liking that idea.
You know, where you stand up at the key change. What are they called? Axis of Awesome. We could do one of theirs.
Oh gosh, yes.
Key change.
But they do the four chord song, don't they? Where it's a million songs all with the same four chords.
I think that's definitely going on in the plan.
Yeah, so I'm just looking through. Right, here we are. So what I wanted to have a chat with you about.
Go on.
Okay, so do you know last week when I might have got into a little bit of trouble by digging into Simon Cowell's
Financial
records.
Yes. Go on, have you been looking up this week?
Still fascinating. Well, no, this week, right. Simon Cowell probably feels like we do, stood next to this guy that I'm going to talk about.
Right.
Okay, so his name is Jeff Bezos. I think that's how you pronounce it. He is the owner of Amazon.
Right.
Okay. So he is already the world's richest man.
Go on.
Okay. And when was it? Last week, in one day, he added £10 billion, sorry, $13 billion, which is £10 billion, in one day to his personal wealth.
No way.
Yes way.
That's just. I mean, my head's just blown.
So the increase in his wealth, it was last Monday alone, is the equivalent of adding nearly 30 times the Queen's £350 million fortune. And his total wealth now makes him worth more than Britain's biggest company, which is pharmaceutical giant, which is valued on the stock exchange at £121 billion. So I then found a report by the Metro newspaper, and I'm only using them because I used to write for them. And I know they write good stuff. So it says, Amazon, this is a Twitter thread, so this information is available to everybody. Amazon founder Jeff Bezos broke record yesterday as he saw the largest ever growth in wealth in one day. The mogul earned a whopping $13 billion. So what they decided to do was challenge themselves to spend his money.
Right.
Okay. So, and they went, trust us, it's harder than you think. They started with important and helpful things. So they wanted to eradicate global malnutrition, polio and malaria. Working off the current suggested figures for those three major issues combined, he still had a grand total of $149 billion. Okay, so next, Jeff is a busy boy and he needs something to unwind with. So he's going to, sport is a great way to blow off stress and bond with your mates. So let's buy him the entire Premier League, estimated at £5.7 billion. So that leaves him with £143.3 billion, okay? So still has a lot to spend. How can they help him deal with this obscure sum, right? He needs a fighter jet. So, what billionaire CEO doesn't? So, 10 F-22 Raptors, that should do it, at $1.4 billion. He's still got $141.9 billion, right? So, if you have planes, you then need cars. So, he needs a really good car. The Bugatti, I'm going to pronounce this wrong now, La Voiture Noire,
right,
is the most expensive car in the world. Let's get him one for each day of the week, and a special one for Christmas and one for his birthday.
Right. Okay?
He still has $140 billion. Right.
So we've just not spending it, are they?
They're not trying hard enough.
No.
So they've ended malnutrition, but people are still hungry. So they decide to buy a Big Mac meal for everybody in China. £8.3 billion worth of burgers, fries and fizzy pop still leaves us with $131.8 billion. Right. Ridiculously rich men need ridiculously expensive houses. And what is more important than the London housing market? Okay, so the five most expensive houses in London cost £263 million, which is pocket change to Bezos.
Okay, so he's got that down back at sofa. Right.
And after that, they're still left with $131.5 billion. Socrates once wrote that an education obtained with money is worse than no education at all. But he's never had to apply for a student loan, obviously. Oh. So they decide to spend money on America's most expensive college on a four-year course. He's still got $131.5 billion. So now he's completed the college course, they're going to send him on a gap year. Sorry, I kicked you then. He's already used his 10 cars and his 10 fighter jets, so they're going to get him a yacht.
Because he didn't have enough already.
Yeah, exactly. Roman Abramovich currently owns the world's most expensive yacht, but that only takes $1.5 billion from the account, so he's still got $130 billion. Cheers to the UK. The next round is on Jeff. One pint for everybody in the UK comes in at $335 million. So despite getting one in for every single person in Britain, he's still got $129 billion. So then you go on holiday. Yeah. A year on Richard Branson's Necker Island comes with a price tag of $17 billion. So that drops the bank account then to $112.7
billion.
Poor man. I know, just terrible.
Poor man.
So they get tickets for concerts. Obviously, he's got to be aware about social distancing. So he's going to buy all the tickets to a Rolling Stones reunion, but he's only going to use one because of social distancing. He's still got $112 billion. Mr. Whippy for every child in the UK, still got $112 billion. And this thread, his money. Oh, that was it. So despite the Metro spending $162 billion...
Yeah,
spending it, his worth is still more than the GDP of Jamaica.
It's crazy.
It's unbelievable. I was like reading through it, I was gobsmacked. It's obscene, the amount of money that we were talking about there. And like, I'm thinking, well, yeah, okay, maybe Simon Cowell does know how we feel with his £79 million pocket change in the bank.
Do you think he Googles people like that?
I bet he does.
What they're spending money on.
Well, it's like, you wonder why people with wealth and, you know, so that type of lifestyle. Who do they aspire to be? Well, it's Jeff Bezos from Amazon. You know.
Absolutely.
How do you ever spend that type of money? I mean, where would it go once, you know, he passes on, and what happens to that money?
Well, his children will be very rich.
Well, yeah, I don't know. Shall I ask him to adopt me?
I was about to say, do you think he wants to adopt two middle-aged grannies?
Two community radio presenters from the Ribble Valley.
From the north.
From the north, yeah. Right, OK, so where were we up to? Oh, we were going to go into some of our messages from our sponsors a little bit later again, I'm afraid. And then we'll come back, we'll have some music and
a bit more chat.
A bit more chat, yeah. Why not?
Hey.
For local radio, it has to be Ribble FM.
Need a taxi outside your door? Call Tiger Taxis on Clitheroe 444444, the Ribble Valley's number one taxi firm. Download our smartphone app or visit our website, tiger-taxis.co.uk, for corporate, school contracts, airport runs or minibuses. Book your taxi now.
It's looming, the inevitable return to school. Are you prepared? RVS Schoolwear in Harris Court behind the NatWest Bank in Clitheroe have everything you need. There is even free delivery during June and July on all online orders and free embroidered initials on all sports kits. As the leading supplier of schoolwear in the Ribble Valley, we have your kids covered, your budget covered, and contactless customer service covered. Visit rvsschoolwear.co.uk or call 01200 443733.
Cast your mind back. Sound familiar?
So, you're looking for a risk-free investment. Transfer your savings into our stocks and shares ISA. You won't lose money. Probably.
For many, it's painfully familiar. If you've lost money on a stocks and shares ISA or investment bond missold by a bank, as a claims management company, Goodwin Barrett could get to the truth and deliver you compensation. You could do all this yourself and refer to the Financial Ombudsman for free, or you could leave it to the experts. It's your choice. So text LOST to 78900. That's LOST to 78900. Time for some truth.
Ben and Laura's new house is great, isn't it?
I love all the smart home automation they've got.
I bet you do. You and your gadgets.
Well, yeah. But Ben was telling me how secure their house is now. They went on holiday, didn't have to worry about anything, because their alarm, lighting and heating are all controlled automatically.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Even when they're at work during the day, the house is safe and protected. And, get this, if the kids are late home from school, it tells them.
Okay. Let's get the guys from Innovation Smart Homes to revolutionise our home.
See Innovation Smart Homes on social media or visit innovationsmarthomes.co.uk for more info and advice.
Nothing could go.
to something for the weekend. Thank you to Genesis for that bouncy little number there.
Very bouncy today, isn't it?
I purposefully picked some upbeat numbers for our Ribble FM 4th birthday party.
It is a party.
It is.
There's cake and everything.
I know, yeah. I can't wait to get back out into the...
No one dared.
Nobody dared because I'm not there.
I think Lee's put barbed wire around it to start.
I think he has. Anyway, you'll have heard that we've got Blackers back in the studio. Because you've got a little update regards to our local giving page.
Now, this is so cute. This is so, so cute. I've got a letter here, right? It's in an envelope. And it's from Dave and Mary Brass at Banana News, which are based on Castle Street in the centre of Clitheroe.
That's correct.
It says, "Dear Ribble FM, times are hard enough with road closures and mask wearing, etc. But the last thing we need is a presenter in a mankini on Castle Street."
Have you threatened this battle or something?
Yes.
Oh, I see, right.
We did say, myself and Eric this morning, we set a total. Basically, you know what they do on telly sometimes? Yeah. They say, right, we're going to reach such and such. So we said, by 3 o'clock, if I reach £250, I'll be in a mankini down Castle Street. Now, that's like Dave and Mary have said.
Good job we're going home before then.
Exactly. Dave and Mary have said, right, not to do it. Here's a donation, to do it.
Okay. I'm on Dave and Mary's side.
If anyone else is with Dave and Mary...
Yes, please do. Get yourself Facebook and Twitter. Please. Get donated if you can. There's every little helps, like we said.
Thank you so brilliant. Much, because, again, that's community helping community, isn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. So Dave and Mary, thank you so much.
That's
honestly
exactly what we want this to do. So, thank you. Huge thanks to Dave and Mary.
Yes, thank you.
I'm just thinking of ringing up Jeff Bezos and seeing if he can drop a billion off for us, because he's not going to miss it.
That's I wish, I'll tell you.
I'll tell you what, going back down back of his sofa, I bet you'd find a penny or two, wouldn't you?
Give me an invite to his house.
Yeah. I know, yeah. God, can you imagine? Going to go, it's like, what do you steal from Jeff Bezos? So you don't steal the toilet roll, right?
No.
Any little loose change that's hanging around or
something.
But
then do you think he actually uses money?
I don't know. He's contactless.
Contactless, yeah.
I bet he's got a black Amex card. And I bet he's got a black Nando's card as well.
Oh, absolutely.
A black Nando's card.
Have you not heard of this?
No. You're not important enough to know about it. And on that note, what we'll do is we'll finish off this hour. We've got Daydream Believer by the Monkees, which I'm going to get everybody in the studio, in the reception area to sing along to.
Absolutely.
And then one of my favourites, Dream On by Aerosmith. So we will be back after the 12 o'clock news. We'll give you more updates on the fundraising. And from 12 o'clock, it's open house at the studio. So get yourself down, come and have a look round.
Please, please don't wear a mankini.
Oh, no, but wear a mask. wear a mask.
Not a mankini. I promise I won't.
Right, see you after the news.
Your local radio station for the Ribble Valley. On air, online, and on your smartphone app. Ribble FM.
7A. What number is this, chap?
7A.
Okay, no, I mean, don't get excited, man. It's because I'm short, I know.
Oh, I could hide 'neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring, but it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. As a white knight on his steed, now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do we really need? Cheer. Dream believer and a homecoming queen.
Listen to Ribble FM anytime, anywhere. Download our dedicated smartphone app. Go to ribblefm.com.